This morning we have a guest joining us on the phone here on our program. It's Gene Larson, who is the mayor of Walnuts, on with us here this morning. Gene, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Just wonderful. Are you all ready for Christmas?
Yeah, getting there.
That's what we all say when we're not quite prepared, right? All right. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the old Walnut School building there. It's had a lot of good years there, some of it newer than others. And we are talking a little bit about what's going to happen in the future over there with the merger in the last few years with Walnut and the AHST school district to become AHSTW. There was some concern about what would happen with some of the older buildings that aren't being used anymore. And I see there's a project underway to turn this into kind of a community center there. How did that project start, Gene?
Well, you know, we got the bad news a couple of years ago that the school was going to close, and then we kind of put the word out that we were going to have some meetings and figure out. Well, the new school district that was formed from the consolidation offered the school buildings, which is pretty extensive building, 77,000 square feet of building. So, and it's right in the middle of Walnut. As everybody knows, you know, it's not on the outside of town where we can just kind of ignore it. So we had to do something. We either have to say, well, let's tear it all down, get rid of it, or that didn't make any sense to most of the folks in town. We had a meeting, and a lot of people came and said, hey, we don't want to tear this down. And but we made a deal with the school board over there in Avoca to spend some money on it before we would accept it. And it came to a pretty fair amount of money. And so we gave them a list. The city of Walnut gave the school district a list of things we wanted to do. This is after we formed an ad hoc committee of citizens here that are active and doing things in town, and we meet regularly to discuss how we can develop this building into a community center. And we came up with a list of things we needed done to the building before we take it. And they agreed to spend a certain amount of money on it. And so the first thing we did was we had them tear off the 1950 addition to the old school building, which has been there, you know, since 1950. And it seemed out of place, and it was in disrepair. So that was the first thing that went. And then we had them, we asked them to install a state-of-the-art heating and air conditioning system in the middle part of the school. That's the newest part, which was built in 2000. And this was the basic reason why we didn't want to get rid of the whole thing, because that was a very viable space to be used. And so they agreed, and so now we're just about to the end of that project where they're installing air conditioning. So the two gymnasiums, the new one and the old one, and all the middle section that's got new classrooms and bathrooms and that kind of stuff, is all going to be air conditioned. And so that makes it very attractive for events like, I don't know, weddings, and antique shows, and gun shows, craft shows, all kinds of stuff. Meetings, corporate meetings, we could have all kinds of stuff here in Walnut. And so this will, you know, if we can generate revenue from that building, then we can establish that community center. We're hoping to have a fitness center in there, and also the high school, which is in pretty good shape. It needed some heating, and it'll eventually be air conditioned also as we find purpose for that. But we're hoping to offer that to businesses that can come in and use all or part of the space for a business, and then we'll develop that area, you know, put new windows in and air conditioning and that kind of stuff so that it'd be a comfortable place to have a business. You know, Walnut is getting is one of the first communities in the area that's getting all fiber to all the houses and all the businesses. And so that's going to be a draw for business.
Absolutely. It sounds like a pretty comprehensive plan. You've had a lot of feedback on this.
Well, we got a lot of support from the citizens in Walnut. We're right now, the plan is not to spend a ton of money on it. We're going to rely on some donations and possibly some grants. And then we're counting on revenue to help support it as far as, you know, just maintaining it, you know, buying the insurance and the utilities and that kind of stuff. That's pretty substantial. And but, you know, the idea was that the school here in Walnut was the heart of the community up until it closed. And what we're, our goal here is to keep that building as the heart of the community. It makes sense. We've got, it's right in the middle of town, easily accessible by all the citizens. And we've got the playground. We're going to try to develop that into a parking lot so that folks from outside the community can come in and take advantage of the structure.
Well, doesn't it? And it kind of fits with some of the plans, some of the things that have gone on there recently. The splash pad project, not too many years ago, there was the playground project that went on. Those were all community-oriented projects.
Walnut's been very proactive for community projects. You know, we just finished up the downtown revitalization of the streets and the building facades, and we're in the process of upgrading our water system by putting in a new well that was required. And so our infrastructure is very sound here in town. The business area downtown is actually thriving right now, and we're looking forward to advancing in all areas. We don't have really any industry in town yet. Maybe we'll get some of that in the future. But our strengths are a location, because we're right here on the interstate. That's huge. We're halfway in between Omaha and Des Moines, so it's an easy drive from either direction. And we've got a nice little town with a very solid infrastructure, and now we're going to have an adequate, very attractive, right in the middle of town, community center.
Yeah, it would be hard to imagine the community of Walnut with where that school is located, like you mentioned earlier, if all of a sudden that was all gone and it was just a piece of land right there in the middle of town. It would be hard to imagine what that would look like there. It's a much better picture to have that involved with a lot of people using it for a lot of different purposes.
You know, the old building, the 1910 building that was, you know, because it was built in 1910 after the original school burned down, and that thing, of course, it looked kind of weird with that 50s addition stuck on the north side, but now that that addition is gone, that building looks like it belongs there. That we don't have a purpose for that building yet, but we're going to maintain it as far as structural integrity so that it can be developed into something, and we'll hopefully restore it back to the original look, and it'll be, and on, it fits with our theme here of Antique City.
Absolutely. Now, did I see that you've got a partnership with the Community Foundation there too to help raise funds?
Right. One of the first things we did for, as far as fundraising so that folks could get started, was team up with the foundation outfit over in Council Bluffs, the PCCF, and so that folks can, you know, it makes it real easy to donate, and then they invest that money, and then we can pull it out as we need it. But initially, the city is going to own the building, but we're hoping to have some kind of a trusteeship or foundation to eventually take control of it and operate it as a nonprofit, and so that the city isn't burdened with it.
You bet. Gene, if folks want to donate, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can go to the Walnut, Iowa website, and basically if you Google Walnut, Iowa, you'll find it. And there's links on there to go to the PCCF. And like myself, I like to set something up so that it goes in automatically every month. I don't have to think about it. And that's one of the things that's easy about it. So, but yeah, they can do it that way. Or I would say, suggest that's probably the best way right now, because it's tax deductible when you do it that way.
Sure. And if anybody has any questions, could they perhaps just call City Hall and get those questions answered?
Absolutely.
Very good.
But the website, you know, the Walnut, Iowa website is really a great tool. You can get most of your information right off of that.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like a pretty exciting project. What could have been a really big negative in losing the local school like that can be turned right around into a positive by making it something good for the community as a whole, and it sounds like you're well on the way. Gene, thanks so much for your time here this morning. Continued success with the project, and hey, keep us up to date on when things start to happen.
We will do that. Thanks a lot for putting me on.